We want to keep what you see today free. That is the goal. The way we approach this is we are tech first at Roam. So that's how we independently developed our own algorithm to do the search. And that's why it's so fast and can deliver your results in seconds.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Tim from Roam.travel. Tim has earned millions of points since his first rewards card back in 2012. Since then, he has traveled around the world to 5 continents with the help of points. He originally created Roam.travel to save himself hours of research when searching for his own award search deals, but wanted to share the Roam search engine with the Points and Miles community for free. And they just launched a premium version of their website as well. In this episode, we talk about how Tim and his partner developed Roam as a tool to save time and money for the Points and Miles community, and he discusses the features of Roam and offers tips for finding the best award redemptions, including the importance of flexibility and understanding positioning flights. Tim and I also discuss how to transfer Chase points to almost any airline using his website and how they'll include other cards for you to use in the future as well. If you want to start looking into how to transfer your points, consider the Chase Sapphire Preferred card, which is one of the most popular starter cards for people looking to get into the game of points. Remember, if you decide to apply for the Chase Sapphire Preferred card or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. And if you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the Chase Sapphire Preferred card and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. Hey, Tim, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Super excited.
I'm so excited to have you here. I'm very excited to talk about Roam.travel, which has been sweeping through social media as everybody has just kind of been trying it out and being like, it's free. It's free. And just checking out what it can do. But before we jump into the demo for Roam.travel and everything that it can do, tell us a little bit about you and how you got into the game of points and miles and how you decided to build this lovely new free product.
Of course. So I got into earning points and miles way back when, I think it's 2011, 2012, with my first card was Chase Sapphire Preferred. I think back then the points and miles community was just getting started. I know the first few articles of the points guy, I was reading all of that. But since then I've hit a bunch of milestones, right? Booking, having my millionth mile, booking around the world trip, all of that good stuff. My background before Roam was in finance and technology. So I had the opportunity to travel for work to a lot of different conferences. So that's definitely helpful to the points journey there. And how Roam came to be was I found myself spending anywhere from 10 to even 30 hours for one of the trips because we were trying to find 2 first-class round trip tickets. Booking on either American or Alaska, and that took a while. So we're like, hey, what if we created a tool for ourselves, right? So that we can save ourselves time when we're trying to find all these great deals. That's what we did. So my partner and I, co-founder for Roam, created this tool for ourselves. And then we wanted to give back to the Points and Miles community just because it's been such a source of joy for us. And we wanted to give it and offer it for free. So that's how Roam came to be today. And we're just sharing with as many people as possible.
I love that. Thank you. And from so many other people, thank you, because this is a really cool tool where you can just say, hey, I'm trying to fly from whatever airport to whatever airport. What's the best way to do that with points and miles? And Roam.travel works with a few different airlines to show you what's the best option on those particular airline programs and their partners. How long did it take you to build this?
So actually we said launch faster than I expected. So we started in January. I mean, we had been talking about this for a while, but we really started January 2023, so this year. And we went live into February. with, I think, just a handful. And now we're up to 12 different airlines that we help you all search.
What are the airlines that it currently works with?
So you can find that on the website. Let me just list them out now. So we search Aeromexico, Club Premier, Air Canada, Aeroplan, Air France and KLM, which is through Flying Blue, Alaska Mileage Plan, American Airlines A Advantage, Aviacon Life Miles, Delta Sky Miles, Emirates Sky Awards, Iberia Plus, JetBlue, TrueBlue, United Mileage Plus, and the Virgin Atlantic Flying Club.
And so between those, you can get most of the heavy hitters when with whatever you're trying to do. Because some people might be like, oh, well, you don't have like Korean Air, like this super niche one over here, or like Vistara or something. And I'm like, they've got most of the heavy hitters. Like with the 80-20 rule, if you've got Air Canada, like Alaska, Avianca, something from Oneworld, British Airways, American, something there, and then something from SkyTeam like Air France or Delta, you are pretty much good to go if you have at least one or two from each of the major alliances. Do you have to coordinate with all of the airlines and be like, hey, we're using this from your website? Because I know some of them, like, I know you didn't list Southwest because they get very mad whenever any third party software kind of goes through their stuff. Have you had to negotiate with a lot of these airlines to be like, hey, just so you know, we're doing this. Please don't get mad.
Yeah, without getting too much into the secret sauce, I will say it's case dependent on the program in terms of our approach. So sometimes airlines make it really easy for you to partner with them, or other times it's just the data is very easily available. From our side, we only take public available data. We don't require anyone to log in to access their account or anything like that. So it's privacy centric as well.
Yeah, I love that too, where you don't really have to give it your logins, because I'm always just so scared every time. I'm like, all right, if I give this new site my login, are they going to just like siphon away my points? Because that would make me like, I cannot describe how sad. I would be more sad at losing like a million points than $10,000, I feel. I'd be super sad. Well, I think I'd be like upset about losing the money and like heartbroken about losing the points.
Right. Because you just spend so much time earning all those points, right? And that's definitely something you don't want to lose.
Yeah. So what's kind of the vision for Roam.Travel? Travel? Has it turned into what you wanted it to turn into? Has it kind of evolved into something different than what you expected at the beginning? And what did you kind of expect? And where do you want it to go from here?
I would say this has blown up much larger and faster than we ever expected. We were creating it for ourselves at the start. So our goal in the future is we want to keep what you see today free. That is the goal. Right, so 12 airlines search that you can search right now. In the future, we will probably pursue what most of the travel partners pursue, which is affiliate marketing for credit cards. That's sort of the way we'll go. And then maybe we'll add some premium features that we might offer as a subscription. So for example, if we do multi-day, multi-city, or regional type search, I think it's very highly in demand, but it's very complex to do. And very resource intensive.
I've heard the same from other sites that do a similar award search thing where I'm like, well, what if we could do fuzzy search, like 30-day award? And they're like, do you know how much data it takes to like build in 30-day award from multiple airlines at the same time? Apparently a lot of data is the answer. Right.
The way we approach this is we are tech first at Roam. So that's how we independently developed our own algorithm to do the search. And that's why it's so fast. And can deliver your results in seconds.
Because you come from a financial tech background, you mentioned, right?
Financial tech background, but most of the coding is actually done by my partner.
How do you guys have the time? Because this is still free, so I don't think it's like super monetized yet, unless you guys just have like crazy angel investor VC backing or something, which based on my research, I don't know if that's the case. Correct me if I'm wrong. But how are you doing this if you guys are still working 9 to 5s?
I'll say we're not funded yet, but if there's inbound interest, always happy to hear them out. In terms of working on this, we both took some time off and we wanted to focus on a passion project, and it developed into more of that. So I want to pursue this and see how big we can grow Roam.
So are you currently doing this kind of full-time while on sabbatical from the usual 9 to 5?
Yes, I am full-time on Roam.
Very cool. All right, let's go ahead and jump in to kind of a demo and show people what Roam can do. For everybody who's listening to this on audio only, I will try to talk through as much of what we are seeing as possible. But just a reminder, we do have this available on YouTube as well, where you can see all of the different visuals and everything that we are talking through and pointing through.
I'm already logged in, but this is the page that you would see once you go to roam.travel on top. As you can see, it's very much intuitive, right? Like Google Flights, Kayak, anything you use really have origin, destination, the date for your departure. And then you can sort or filter by economy or business/first. And you can choose to select how many passengers you would like. We also have some guides on top just for, we want to be very beginner friendly to transfer points from Amex, from Chase, from Citi Capital One. And on the bottom, if you ever have reasons to contact us, just send us an email. On our About page, we'll have the most up-to-date information on all the airlines we search.
For the guides, let's go through those real quick. So if someone's like, what do I do with Chase points? What are they going to find in that guide?
Sure, let's go to Chase point transfer. So it's really just a step-by-step of how you transfer points from Chase to any airline that they partner with. And we walk you through how you link your account, how many days it could take up to transfer. Usually it's instant, but can, for this example, KrisFlyer or Singapore Airlines can take up to 7 days. You enter your account information and we just walk them through that just to make it super easy. So it's transferred from Chase and here's the guide. It's super simple. We walk you step by step on how to go to the Chase Rewards portal, transfer to any of their partners. As you can see here, you can see the partners they transfer to, how to link your loyalty account. We chose Singapore as an example, and up to how many days it may take to transfer your points over. So for Singapore Airlines, it can take up to 7 business days. Usually it's instant and pretty simple right there, and you can do your transfer.
Yeah, this is super convenient because it's probably something I should incorporate into my YouTube as well, because mine's like level 2 where I'm like, okay, and here's how you search for all the award stuff. And then I don't know if I actually even have a video up on my YouTube where here's how to click through Chase to combine points with somebody or to transfer points over. I know I have it in the free course at geobreachtravel.com/free course, but I should maybe put that on YouTube as well. So that is a super useful tool. So if somebody wanted to say search from a really small airport to another really small airport, if somebody's trying to get from Tulsa, Oklahoma over to like Santorini, Greece, or something where they're like that route does not exist and they're just completely new and they don't know about positioning flights or anything, how easy is that for somebody to figure out with what they see on Roam?
Sure. So let's just do an example flight. Do you want to do Tulsa? We'll have Tulsa, Santorini, JTR. We'll just leave it on this date. Let's see what it gives us. We do, so basically whatever you would see on the airline's website itself, you'll see on Roam. And right there, just made sure I cleared the nonstop. I doubt there's a nonstop from Tulsa to Santorini. So here, this is, we did Tulsa to Santorini on August 12th. It's one way business/first, and we picked one passenger. You can see that it's mostly all loaded, but the only two that really serve this route is Iberia Plus and United Mileage Plus. So here, you can see that this is a mixed fare, only 9% premium. You book this with Iberia Plus, but it flies on American and 2 Iberia legs as well. So this is a 3-leg trip. So you should go down and you can pick your fancy. So here's some United Mileage Plus. You can see it's 175,000 points. And this is actually a 4-leg. So we show you exactly as what you would see on the airline website. Now, if you wanted to, say, reposition, maybe you want to go from New York, we can do NYC, and maybe Athens is probably easier to do. So you fly from Tulsa yourself to New York and see if you can get a great flight there to Athens, and then you can do a short stopover to Santorini. So you're seeing now a lot more results, right? So the last one only had 2, but here you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different airlines. You can see a one stop with, again, with Iberia through American Airlines and BA.
And this is where it really does come in handy, learning the different tricks of the trade, because if somebody is just a beginner coming in and being like, well, I live in Tulsa and I want to get to Santorini and everything looks really expensive, that is where knowing about positioning flights does help. I don't think I've come across an online software yet that's like, hey, in case you weren't aware, there are no direct flights from Tulsa to Santorini. You're going to have to go to Texas or Washington, D.C. or New York or something. And since there's so many major airports that you could position to, that would take a ton of data. So that is something where just knowing to test different major airports and then figuring out the positioning flights is probably more of a level two thing that people don't always know to do. But since you're listening to this podcast, now you know you can search from all of the major airports to see where you're trying to go, because it can save you a ton of miles. It might cost half the number of points to get from New York over to Greece versus Tulsa to New York to Greece, and then you can just buy a cheap cash flight over to New York. And especially if you're trying to experience some of those more aspirational business class flights that you see people doing on Instagram, and people are like, oh, I want to fly Emirates first class from Omaha, Nebraska, over to Manila, Philippines. Well, that flight is not operated by Emirates First Class. So just kind of knowing what airlines service what routes and what airplanes are available on different routes, which we have tons of tutorials for how to find that kind of information on the GeoBree Travel YouTube. But just knowing those things does help, because like ChatGPT or anything else on the internet, even Google, yeah, they can say like, did you mean this? But oftentimes the answers you get are only going to be as good as the questions that you ask it. So if you're asking it for how to get from the North Pole to the South Pole on points and miles, it's not going to really come up with anything, because that route doesn't exist.
Right. I totally agree. And I think your guides are very helpful. And I think Rome is sort of your tool to find the routes, but you really need to read the guides to get your background information to learn that, so you can take full advantage of this tool.
If you're looking to earn more points and miles, there are usually two main ways to get there. The first one is with credit card sign-up bonuses, where you can easily earn tens of thousands of points by putting your expenses on a new credit card. If you're in the market for a new credit card, we offer free credit card consultations and provide you with personalized recommendations based on your particular travel goals, budget, and lifestyle at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. But there are also a ton of ways to earn points outside of opening more cards. And we have some of my favorite methods, like stacking, finding hidden bonus offers, and finding reimbursable spending strategies, outlined in my free webinar called You Do Not Need 20 Cards. Check out the free webinar on geobreezetravel.com/webinar. And we have links to both the free consultation form and the free webinar for you in the show notes. And now, back to the show. All right, so what's the next step that somebody would need to know when using Roam.travel? Is it more for filters, or how can this be a little bit easier if suddenly you search for something like New York to Paris and you're like, oh, there's a ton of options? Like, how do you narrow it down to pick the best ones for you?
Yeah, so let me do one that I was searching earlier that could be a great example. So let's do Seattle to Tokyo. And Tokyo, especially during the summer, is very, very popular, right? So when you're booking, obviously, they call it the T-14 change. So within 2 weeks of travel, you'll probably find the best award redemptions, because the airlines can't fill their seats, so they're going to release them out to the public and for award travelers to book. So this is one I found earlier. Hopefully it's still there. We search real time, so it may not be there anymore. Anyway, so for filtering, you have lowest points. This is where it's now. You can also change it to departure or shortest flight in case you want a nonstop. But let's go with lowest points for now. You can see the first one is one from Seattle to Frankfurt to Haneda. And it's business class for 10 hours, but then Frankfurt to Haneda, 13 hours in economy. That may not be what you want. Let's scroll down to see if there's any other options. No, it doesn't seem like it. Let me see if there's any nonstop at all. Seattle to Haneda direct, but it's 495,000 miles. It's not what something we want. So you can search by number of filter by number of stops, and filter by program. So we can choose Air Canada only, and you can see these are the ones that are booked by Air Canada Aeroplan. Let me try another route that I took a look at earlier. As you can see, business class, great redemptions to Tokyo is high demand, and it'll probably be taken really fast. So this is for August 12th. I found it earlier, but again, we'll see. All the results are real time. No promises.
Yeah, Tokyo is a hot spot. We get requests for Tokyo all the time. Hey, what's the best way to get from like whatever airport to Japan? And the answer is to get from any airport to Japan and then just jump on whatever you can find, because that is a hot commodity when it comes to airline award space. And as you can see, like with what Tim is kind of doing, where he's jumping around saying like, okay, let's try like these different airlines, let's try like these different routes or dates or something. The more flexibility that you have with what airlines you're willing to fly, what dates you're willing to fly, what routes and what airports you're willing to position to, that can really help for finding some award space. And so for this, you can only search for one date at a time, correct? So this is more for if you have a specific date and you have flexibility with, I'll fly whoever can get me there on this particular date within a particular points budget. That's when Roam Travel, Roam Dot Travel really comes into play.
Definitely. I would say we wanted to keep it as familiar as possible to most people who are searching. So that's the first product we're really seeing. We've definitely gotten a lot of requests for multi-day, multi-city. And I'll just say we're working on that. So please stay tuned and keep an eye out for our emails. So I was just trying through a bunch of other results here. And as you can see, I did find one from Seattle to Tokyo departing on 6 July, I mean, June 2nd. And you can see it's with Aeroplan. You can book with 55,000 points, and you will fly ANA Business direct from Seattle to Tokyo. That they have a great soft product. This is unfortunately not their new plane, which would be the Room Business Class, but for 55,000 points in business, that's a pretty good deal.
How can somebody increase their chances of finding things like this? Because we're seeing it in real time here, and people might be like, oh, now I'm going to go to roam.travel, which is totally free, and then search this exact same date. And this podcast is going to air weeks after we actually recorded this. So I can almost promise you this exact thing is not going to show up as you search it right now while watching this YouTube video on screen number one, and then you're searching on screen number two. So, what are some tips that you have, Tim, for finding stuff like this?
Sure. So the two biggest time periods we're going to have the most bang for your buck in terms of searching is, as I said earlier, with T-minus 14, which is within 2 weeks of travel. Now, I know most people will plan their international travel, especially long before the 2 weeks within the travel day. So that might be a little bit hard, but you could potentially book a economy ticket that's refundable. And a lot of the airlines are offering that now. And then wait until T-minus 14 to check out if there are any good business class award redemptions. The second option is to book right when the airlines release the flights themselves. So that would mean either from 330 to 355 days in advance, and you just grab it right when it's released. So those are the best options. And that's really the most sure you can get. You can also just check every single day because airlines do randomly release good award redemptions randomly. Those are sort of my advice there.
With T-minus 14, does that just tend to work well for solo travelers and couples, or can families do that too? Like, if you need five or six seats on the same flight, should you be doing T-minus 14, or you should just be trying to get stuff 10 or 11 months out?
Yeah, so I would say for families, you definitely want to do 10, 11 months out. But I would say either 10, 11 months out or T-minus 14 to book for a family of anywhere from 4 to 6. That's going to be very hard because airlines don't typically release that many award seats all in advance. And you're also competing with all the other sort of expert award flight bookers who are also looking for the popular routes at least. Booking out that far in advance. Your best option is probably you may have to split up your family to a certain extent if you're willing to do that, if you're trying to find business for first.
Do you have any kind of notification system? Because once in a while, there do tend to be some unicorn availability where you don't have to split up the family. You can all stay in the same airplane. And then families or large groups definitely want to book all of those. Is there some kind of notification system that you guys use with Roam.travel if that is the case that somebody's trying to book?
Yeah, so notification system, it's definitely asked for, and we're working on that as well, and sort of the next big product push. So ideally, we would be able to offer notifications for, if you set specific routes for a specific number of people, and if that search pops up, we would send you a notification. So again, stay tuned for our updates.
When you're searching on Roam.travel, is this just as long as there's one seat, the results pop up, or is there anywhere where you say only show me results where there's at least this many seats?
Yeah, so we can definitely pick, it's up to 10 passengers, but let's just say two, right? So let's just see if there are two business class seats available at this rate. There are two tickets on ANA that you can book for 55,000 points on Aeroplan. There you go.
Fantastic. So somebody would only know to search this if they specifically typed in Seattle. There's no way currently, if somebody didn't know to search Seattle, because it's probably not on the top five that somebody's searching from. Most people are going to say, all right, let's check from JFK, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, maybe Texas or Washington, D.C. So if you don't know to specifically type in Seattle, you're just going to miss it, right? There's no way currently to find out, hey, you should like check here instead and do what you got to do to get yourself to Seattle to jump on this particular award.
Yes, we don't have a suggestions tab right now. That's actually a very interesting feature that you're actually the first one to mention that. So we could definitely consider that for the future.
Because I see that you guys sometimes send newsletters. I get emails from Tim, you, that say, like, hey, there's this award availability for like 63,000 points on Lufthansa. So if you're on the mailing list, you do sometimes get those types of notifications, but they don't come with a demo, right?
We show everything we say on the newsletter in terms of the headline, you'll find in one of the subsections. So, example, if we say you fly Lufthansa first for, I think, 83K was our last email, it would give you the specific route and date that it's available. So, this was our most recent email. And as you can see, this first class starting at 85K and business class starting at 55K. We just give you a sort of a taste of what we found. So the first one, San Francisco to London at 85,440. And this is a little odd number just because we're booking with life miles here. But basically, if you click on this image, it'll direct you to Rome, already putting in flying from San Francisco to London on 531. And then you can just sort through it. If the route is still available, it will show up in Rome. It has already been booked by someone else who received the email. Unfortunately, you'll not be able to book it. And we just send you some tidbits that we think are interesting deals that people might want to take advantage of.
And so these only have one date at a time. So, for example, what we're looking at right now, Philadelphia to Doha and Q Suites for 70,000 points on April 23rd, 2024. If it was actually available for multiple days, like if it was available on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, you're only letting us know one of those days, but we could click around in Roam.travel because it might show up on another day that month. Is that correct?
Yes, we're working on a feature that will let you all be able to see more of a multi-day. That's just been taking a while because it's more complex. But so right now, when we get sort of when we send these out, we search plus or minus a few days just to make sure. Usually for something like Q Suites or even Emirates Business Class, you probably won't find the redemption on another day, even if it's far out, but sometimes you may.
And this service is completely free too. Like this newsletter, you can just sign up for the newsletter and then you're going to get these free award alerts to say, hey, we found some business class availability, first come, first serve on this particular day. Click around Roam.travel, see if you can find a few more. But this is also just a completely free service, right?
Yes, the email is completely free. Usually, when you're signing up for an account, you're notified that you're signing up for the email, and that's how you sign up.
I know that I send like a little bit in my newsletter every week of like, hey, here's like some dates that we find. So it's a little bit different than yours, where yours is we found all these different cities. Here's one date for each. And usually I'll say, I found one city. Here's different dates. But this is super useful to have free notifications of, hey, here's different things that you can book. And some of them are really far out, like this one in April. And then some of them are more last minute as well, right?
Right, so these ones are in 2024, but for example, first class for Lufthansa, that's literally for tomorrow. Just because to book Lufthansa with a partner airline, and you have to book with a partner airline to get the best deals, They only release it in sort of 1 to 2 weeks before travel.
And so for this one, if someone's seeing San Francisco to London for Lufthansa first class, and then they click on this, then that's when they would find out, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to book it through Life Miles, and you need to either have Amex or Capital One or some kind of points in order to do that.
Exactly. So basically, once you click, it'll direct you to Rome Travel Search and rerun the search just to make sure it's actually still available. If it is, it'll just be like the exact results page that we saw earlier. And you can see exactly what you just said, how you book, how you transfer points, where you go to book.
Yeah, that's super, super useful for anybody who's like, I don't know, like some of the best ways to use my points and miles, or like, what do I do? Like, what's a quote, good redemption? These are all great redemptions. Like, none of these are going to say like, spend 500,000 points to get over to Germany. All of these are about as good as the sweet spots can get with San Francisco and like all of those to Lufthansa or Avianca, or using Air Canada to get Singapore or Taipei or any of the ANA flights or anything like that. Does this take into account transfer bonuses with Chase or Amex or any of those?
So transfer bonuses, right now we don't have that reflected just because we have taken an approach where it's all automated in terms of pulling in the data. There's no manual process. We are working on sort of a transfer bonus feature where it will show you the price you find on the airline and the price you'll find discounted if you transfer from Chase, for example, or transfer from Amex.
Yeah, that's awesome. So sometimes if it says 85,000 points to fly Lufthansa first class, it could actually just be 80,000 or 75,000 if suddenly you click in and you're like, oh, wait, there's a transfer bonus. So keep an eye out, everybody, for transfer bonuses, and make sure that when you see it on Rome.travel, also check it on the actual airline to make sure it's not phantom availability, because I know you're saying these are updating in real time, but it always happens where somebody's like, oh, in the 2 seconds that it took me to like find it on Rome.travel and then transfer my points and then try to book it with the airline, it disappears. So always confirm with the direct airline that you are able to see the availability before moving points over, or else they are stuck.
I 100% agree. And with booking any award, please always check the airline website after you find it on Rome, just because sometimes airline websites can be buggy and what you see on there may not be there literally 2 minutes later. So totally agree.
And especially because Rome.travel, you can't directly book through there. You can't just say like, I want this flight, and then it's going to take you to Air Canada and pre-populate everything, because like we mentioned at the beginning of this call, your frequent flyer numbers are not hooked up to Rome.travel because they're not collecting any of your personal data. So this is just like a search feature, and then you have to open another window and actually log in to Air Canada or wherever they tell you to go. And they're going to have directions for you on Rome.travel, but you do have to open a separate window because it's not linking up all of your personal information into the search feature.
Exactly. We don't take any of your personal information, either username or passwords, for any of your airline programs.
Any other features? I know we talked through the newsletter. We talked through general search features and some things that are up and coming on the horizon. Anything else about Rome.travel that you are excited to share with us today?
I think we're working on a lot of features that have been asked for. And I would just say keep an eye out for updates in terms of either new programs, some of the advanced features like alerts, or maybe even multi-day search. Keep an eye out for that. We've heard all the feedback and we totally understand it. So I think the next few months will be pretty interesting in terms of the features we release.
Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show. If you had to wrap up all of the different knowledge that you have learned from your time in the hobby and also from building this amazing free tool for all of us in the hobby, what would you say is your number one piece of advice for everybody listening today that we can fit onto an Instagram quote card?
I would say my best piece of advice is the best redemption is the one that you will enjoy. So don't get hung up on what others say or the ideal points conversion ratio. If you like it and you will enjoy it, take it, because these are your points and it's your vacation.
I love that. I love that so much, because I keep telling everybody that Instagram is freaking fantasy land. And there's all of these people who are like, are you even a real points and miles person if you have not been to the Maldives or the Park Hyatt Paris Vendome or flown Emirates first class or whatever? And I haven't done any of those things. And I like to think that I am considered a real points person. People can come at me in the YouTube comments and they're like, she's actually not. Like, write at me, come at me, boost my engagement, whatever. But I do love that, where I have so many people in my DMs being like, I want to tell somebody that I saved $600, but I'm afraid to post it because it doesn't feel like a good enough win. It's still a $600 win. And I really wish more people would just celebrate the wins that they have, because if you compare yourself to like 5 years ago, before you even knew that points and miles existed, you'd be like, wait, I save like six, I get $600 of free flights. What? How? Right. And I think that if you just kind of put that in perspective to for yourself, for everybody listening to this podcast, it's amazing like what we all can do. And it's also amazing how much we belittle what has been accomplished as far as like free flights and free hotels, because we always feel the need to compare to somebody else who's like, well, they got an overwater villa and I only got $300 of hotels for free in Philadelphia or whatever. That's still really, really cool. And I wish more people would acknowledge like how cool their wins are, even if it's like a level one or level two, or you're not flying business class every other week. It's still a win, and I wish more people would take the win.
Definitely, 100% agree.
And speaking of other fantastic advice, can you give a shout out to somebody else on the internet who you would recommend that listeners follow for even more points and miles tips?
You might already have people shout them out, but honestly, the Points Guy and the Frequent Miler. Points Guy got me started on the points and miles game. Great content that his entire team puts out. And then Frequent Miler, I love how sort of technical and into the weeds he gets with all the redemptions. Yeah, would definitely recommend them.
Perfect. And where can we find you on the internet other than obviously the website, roam.travel?
You can find me on Instagram at roam.travel and just follow for our deals for any photos that we post on travel.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Tim, so much for coming onto the show today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for building this amazing tool and for making it free for everybody to just enjoy and beta test and give user feedback. It is such a gift to all of us who really love this hobby and to everybody who's trying to get into it and is like, I don't know how to find great flights. So this is such a gift to everybody in this world. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!